That's it's all will be right on the night as this. Yeah. No, we're good. I'm good. Oh, baby. So watch your overhead, John.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, we're all kind of boxed in with gear here. Awesome. I got another one.
Another one?
This is the second one.
The second blue one?
No, this is the only blue one. So now that means I have that one and this one.
Yeah, I've seen that one, but that one I haven't seen.
Yeah, this one I think I got since we were last. It was on eBay. I can't figure out the story with these things. It's like... they make them for a little while and they don't. This one I think was less expensive, meaning that I think it might have been $2,500. But I didn't pay near that.
Would you pay?
$1,300. And then I spent another $60 on different tuners. They're a little that had gears. The other ones didn't have gears.
These don't have gears.
Yeah, oh, they certainly do. Let me see. Hold on, slowly, let me. Yeah, those are exactly these. So see this little fat pancake here?
Yeah.
There's a little really cool planetary gear system in there that allows this to be in one line. It's like 4-to-1. So those are the same tuners that are on this. This is like
cool.
A $60 set. Anyway, what it had was friction tuners. These are more expensive than the regular geared ones because they're more complicated, you know. So,
friction tuners. What's this G thing on Moonshine?
Okay, we're at about 3 minutes until top of the hour, and we start at 2 after.
So at the top of the hour, we should be noodling.
Yes.
I'll cue you in on noodling. You can be noodling probably about a minute after. We just want some casserole.
Just something.
Yeah. All right.
No, we're like hanging on the thought.
So we want to noodle something nearby.
You're going down the road feeling bad.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be singing that, yeah.
That's our starting song.
Yeah, can we play those more?
I don't remember how that one goes.
Going down the road feeling bad. Like what?
breath and slow that a little.
Going where the water tastes like wine. Going where the water tastes like wine.
are listening to Ukuleles Unleashed on WGXCFM 90.7 Catskill, Acre, Hudson, as if we would be on any other station. We are glad to be tuning in here. You are listening to your hosts, Carmen Borgia.
And John Sturman here in Carmen's basement, Catskill, New York.
Carmen's ever-loving basement. And joining us here in the pit of, I would say despair, but it's not really that. It's just a good name for it, is Katie Raftery is
Hello.
Joining us. Yes, indeed. And she's playing some ukulele. And we have off mic, but on bass, say it out loud.
Kyle Smith,
always off mic,
always
but
on mic.
Always closer to us than to anybody else. So,
so we're bringing you our books. We're up to book 4, page 16.
Explain more.
Elaborate.
For the newbie, look.
Fabled book 4.
Fabled book 4.
This is like Spider-Man 4. You can go into the fourth one and you're fine. You don't have to know anything about the first one.
So we are Ukulele Catskill. We are a loose collection community of ukulele players, and we play together every Saturday and every Wednesday. And so we also do Ukuleles Unleashed. And for the last several months, we've been going through our songbooks, and one by one in alphabetical order, and just 'cause. And we're having a blast. And so we're near the end of it, although we're in book 4, and we're not going to finish it tonight.
For us, we're near the end, but for you, it might seem like it just happens forever.
But it's really it's a pleasure for us, and I hope you really enjoy the music.
The books that we play from, we meet every week, and we jam live. I do a live jam at the Chatham Library, and then I host a Zoom jam also in the afternoon. And we play from like 4 books that are sort of our main books. And the books all have songs that were sort of contributed by people in the group. So it's a kind of a, I don't know, this neighborhood's classics for people who would play ukulele. And so it's a nice mix of stuff. And so this is our opportunity to go through on the air and just play in front of a virtual, well, it's not even virtual. There's actual people out
there
listening.
There's real people listening. And
real
we're
people.
Happy to have you as listeners.
And we're happy to give you
friends
credit as being real people
alike.
For listening to us. So we like that. So if you are in the group, if you are of the body, then we're going to start on book 4, page 16, which is a song called Going Down the Road Feeling Bad.
Now, if you're interested and you want to go, what books are these?
Oh, yeah.
You can go to ukulelecatskill.com.
That's ukulelecatskill.com.
And go to the songbooks page.
And it's all free because, as if we pay copyright on this, no. These are songs that we play as students. So if you go to ukulelecatskill.com, as John says, and you lay heavy on that downloads tab. There's a songs to download. And then you'll see a collection of various books, but mostly up near the top, there's 4 books that are the main ones. And then there's a Grateful Dead, American Beauty, which we took on one time because we wanted to play all of an album. And but anyway, we're in book 4, so you don't have to bother with anything but book 4. Its subtitle is Fortitude. And we're on page 16 of book 4, going down the road, feeling bad.
Feeling bad.
Feeling bad.
Everything okay over there?
Yeah, I feel terrible.
Feeling bad.
Thank you.
Okay, so, see, something's loud here. Mm. Do we care? Maybe we don't care.
Who could be?
I think we have a nice loud background noise. Okay, good. So that was going down the road feeling bad. Let's do a quick mic check. John, give me a little hello, hello.
Hello, hello, out there in radio land. It's so nice that we're on the air. There's nothing better.
Okay, John, say hello again.
Hello, John. Hello, Max.
Okay, that must be you. Say hello again, John.
Hello, you, John. Max.
What is that, Katie? Say hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Say hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Hello to John's lovely dogs who are hanging out right behind him in the chair. So cozy and comfy with your very best friend in the whole world.
Oh, yeah.
How are we doing?
I'm the guy.
I think we're okay.
Okay.
No, that's okay. We'll do a little more. Katie, a little bit more.
All right. Hello, everyone out in Radio Land. I hope that you're enjoying playing along with book four with us.
And John, give me a little hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
That was
okay. You're really welcome to play along with us.
All right. And then we'll see. And Katie, give me one more. Oh, there we go. That's going to be Katie. Go.
Okay.
Give me one more little hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Hi. Hello, everyone.
Welcome
Greetings.
To the land of On Microphone.
There we go.
Yes.
We just want the sound to be as best as it can be for you, the listener.
Well, there's that, and there's also, you know, look, the instruments we're playing, they're delicate little flowers, and we're lucky we get, like, 3 minutes.
The delicate ukulele.
The ukululala.
I just like the way ukuleles sound. I'm sorry, this is just fabulous.
It's not playing itself, John.
No.
No, but it's just...
Love the sound of your own ukulele.
That's right.
This is, Irene Goodnight, or Goodnight Irene.
See you in my dreams.
You know, there's nothing better than singing that with friends, I have to say. That's a good song to end on, although we're just getting started.
It's the one I wish we had ended on last time, but it just was not in the cards.
You know, this is the thing, is that
I know.
That fate, the hand of fate sometimes steers you to places that you didn't think you were going to go.
Wanted you to be awake for that song.
And Irene Goodnight is the second song of the set. I'm going to do, I Know Your Rider, But the thing is, I don't know this song by this title. I know the song called I Know My Baby, or I Know My Babe. And this is a popular song that the Dead played. And I thought it was kind of an old blues tune, which certainly could be the case. I had heard of it through a guy named John Renborn, who played like sort of beautiful finger style guitar, which bands like the Dead have taken on and all that. So I don't know who was there first, but anyway, I like this version of it. So I'm going to go ahead and do this, and I'm going to use the other break. So I'm going to play this one by myself. Kyle, you can join in if you feel like it, but this is in G, so it's not in D. If you can transpose in your head, then
congratulations.
You'd probably be in a different musical group. So. I think the Dead would do this with kind of a more of a driving thing, but all right. So now we're up to I think we're alone now, baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know we're not. John's back.
Ba 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 ba. I think we're alone, the four of us, now.
Yeah, now.
Maybe not for long.
Maybe the dogs will be back.
Here come the weasels. Okay, so let's see. Meet the weasels. Okay, so it looks good.
So you are tuned to WGXC, Catskill, Acre, Hudson. It's music for openers.
90.7 FM. Ukuleles Unleashed. That's right. Howling ukes. Okay. Oh, but what's that? Sound could be louder. Wait a minute. Children behave.
Have you turned it up to 11?
Yeah, turn it up to 11, man.
Hello, hello. I don't know, man. I think we're
playing ukulele, so 11.
Okay,
is
so hold on. We got a little request. The sound could be louder, so I'm just tell you what. 3 dB. Give me 3 dB. Give me 3 dB. Give me 3 dB. Out the door. And you won't see me no more. Give me 3 dB. I've sung that song many times at the mixing board. To myself.
It's your own little personal joke.
Not anymore.
Now the whole world knows.
The world knows my stupid idea.
Now all of China knows your song.
Well, we're very happy to have you with us, listening as we noodle through our books. This is Ukulele Catskills. Excuse me, this is Ukuleles Unleashed on WGXC.
So here we have a technical challenge that we don't face every day in the ukulele world that I live in, which is a song that takes two pages. Okay.
Page turns.
This is I Want You by Bob Dylan.
Bob Borgia. That might be my favorite Dylan song we've had in here yet.
Bob Borgia, good. Well, I was telling folks on the Zoom, what was I telling someone the other day? My friend Randy Hudson, who lives in Long Island, has a fantastically good Bob Dylan cover band. They just do Bob Dylan songs, and the band is called The Complete Unknowns, which is, you know, great. A Bob Dylan lyric, so that's a good name for him. All right. Let me check my, all right, man. So I found out, man, tighten up the tuners, the little orbitals. You can give a little twist on the screwdriver. You know, I'm a hardware store kind of person. I like stuff that can be adjusted with things you can get at a hardware store as opposed to a specialty store. Although goodness only knows that ukuleles have plenty of specialty items on them.
Special instrument.
It is a very special instrument. for very special people such as myself. And you and you and you. All right, here's an excellent Beatles song, I Will. So the best way on this one would be to just whole notes.
Page 23. I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
Well, why don't you go do it then, John?
Right here on the radio.
Yeah, a little Hank Williams, page 23. Everybody, let's take a little breath here. It's good. It's 8:45 p.m. That's right. Do you know where your ukuleles are?
That's right.
I know where mine are. They're all around me.
You're tuned to WGXC, Catskill, Acre, Hudson, 90.7 on your FM dial. Ukuleles Unleashed with Carmen Borgia.
And John Sturman.
And Katie Raftery.
And
Kyle Smith.
Kyle Smith, who's ghosted us, but he'll be back. Look, there's good stuff on the first floor. There's good stuff on
I
the first floor.
I can hear him now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, it's like the back of Willie Nelson's bus in here, so. Because, you know, that makes me. Okay, so do a little, in honor of Willie and every country person who's awesome, we're going to do a little Hank Williams here. Ah.
That's on the back of the bus, too.
Right, right.
Look, we got a special point of view down here in the basement, actually. Actually, this is funny because my studio is in a basement and it is on a hill. And there is a great album one of the best albums ever made. It's by Elliot Smith, and it's called From a Basement on a Hill. And it's a song, I mean, the album, I don't know if it's about being depressed, but man, is there a lot of depression on the album. And so I've always thought a basement on a hill is funny. So I have a basement with a view. You know, you look out the back, and you can see the mountains. And that's good. So I'm in a basement on a hill. So, and I'm going to sing, and I'm so lonesome I can cry.
So lonesome I can cry. Sings itself, people. That's great.
No, now my heart has been ripped out and hurled to the ground yet again. You'd think you'd be tired of it by now, but no.
I think what you need is an illegal smile.
Oh, yes. Well.
Oh, yeah.
This song utilizes a clever interchange of meters to indicate different states of mind. So.
Very cool.
So let's see, how does the meter go again? From
it's in 2/4 the beginning.
It is,
the chorus,
but
it's in 3/4.
When I woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seems like total silence was the only friend I had. woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seems like total silence was the only friend I had. A bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down and won. And it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. But fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. I am out of whack. Fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? I'm just trying to have me some fun. Last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. I chased the rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. But fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, I sat down in my closet, all overalls, trying to get away from all the years inside my walls. I dreamed the police heard everything I thought. What then? Well, then I went to court, and the judge's name was Hoffman. But fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell me I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, that song was suitably discombobulated.
He definitely has rhymes going.
We got there.
Yeah. I feel like it came together in the right way at the right point. So that's really what we're about. Okay.
Yeah.
Lean on me, baby.
All right. We know that there
just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Lean on me.
I'll be your friend. Problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Listening to Ukuleles Unleashed. That was Katie Raftery leading us in a lovely rendition of Lean On Me by Bill Withers. And you're listening to Ukuleles Unleashed on WGXC FM 90.7 FM, Catskill, Acre, Hudson, radio for open ears and people who need to hear a little ukulele every now and again. Let me just check my tuning because you wouldn't think it would be critical in this situation, but here we go. Next up is Runaway.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Little Darlin'.
Little Darlin'. Oh, I thought, no, I get them confused, so.
It's the same song, I guess.
Are they the same
song? Are they?
Well, as Neil Young says, it's all the same
song.
It's all
yeah.
Well, they both are, they both feature glorious falsetto stylings.
La, 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 la.
So yeah. You're listening to Ukuleles Unleashed. Carmen Borgia, John Sterling, Katie Raftery, Kyle Smith, bringing you our best ukuleles.
And my best falsetto. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay, so this is another. Okay, so let's see. Come on, and never do wrong, and hold in mind.
hoopa 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 noah.
Very fun. I'll
that was
it.
Very fun.
It was really fun.
Yeah. A hoopa 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 what?
A hoopa hoopa hoopa.
I don't think that guy sounds really sorry is all I'm saying.
No.
and
someone said sorry to me like that, I'd slap them.
Yeah, and I'm assuming it's a guy, but I'm not sure. I don't know. Okay, so.
I'm a sorry.
I'm a sorry.
A hoopa hoopa hoopa.
To love a you a you a you a you a. It sounds like he's trying to sugarcoat it a bit, is all I'm saying. I don't think that's...
I think it's working.
I think it's... Yeah.
Well, it's funny to go from that to this next song.
I need to compose myself for this next one.
The next song is Loch Lomond.
Yeah, but what are we looking at Loch Lomond here? You take the high road, I'll take the low road.
Yeah. A hoopa hoopa hoopa.
A hoopa 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 hoopa.
But is there any infidelity going on in this one?
I think there's a war going on in this one. I don't know if there's infidelity.
All right, we'll find out when we
hear
the song.
Well, one of them's getting there a little earlier. I don't know what they're doing when they get there.
Yeah, why don't they get there at the same time?
Okay. You know?
Yeah.
One's taking the high road, one's taking the low road.
All right, well, Katie's going to sing this one for us.
Here we go. By yon bonny banks and by yon bonny braes, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love were ever wont again, on the bonny, bonny banks on Loch Lomond. Oh, you'll take the high road and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland afore ya, but me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. 'Twas there that we parted in yon shady glen, on the steep, steep side of Ben Lomond, where in purple hue the highland hills we view, and the moon coming out in the gloaming. Oh, you'll take the high road and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland afore.
Second spring, though the wayful maces fray their greeting. Oh, you'll take the high road and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland afore ya, but me and my true love will on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
All right.
That was gorgeous, Katie.
Thank you
so much.
Beautiful.
All right, we're all up to date on Loch Lomond now, so that's good. Yeah, so no infidelity really there, but, you know, look, with war, there's no time to mess around, I guess. So,
no,
you have the other problem.
Getting any.
Either way, it's a sad breakup.
It is pretty sad.
I don't know. I think I'd rather be cheated on by a dude that's like whooba 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 than have to split up with somebody in wartime and never see him again.
Yeah.
Ooba, ooba, ooba.
It's a fun would you rather question.
Probably not one that's occurred to most
would
people.
Would you rather be in Little Darlin' or Loch Lomond? Which universe would you choose?
Would you be, what's your ideal rejection situation? Relationship fail.
Yeah. Loch Lomond, at least, you know, they sound sadder about it.
Well, that's the thing is, Little Darlin' doesn't seem particularly tragic.
Yeah.
No.
And yet there's a tragic subject matter, perhaps. I don't know.
My darling.
Also, the other thing about
You'll
Little Darlin'.
You'll take the high road.
I should stop now, but I'm not gonna. The other thing about Little Darlin' is, it's kind of one-sided. We really don't get her. We don't get the cheaty point of view. You know.
No. What we get is la 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 la.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think basically we're just seeing the apology end of the deal, but we're not seeing how it's received.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't know if I tried that for an apology, it might work once, twice.
Would it?
But, you know, I don't know. You don't want word to get around that that's how you do it, you know. Okay.
And word would get around.
All right. Low breeze.
Everybody down.
Thank you, Mom, for teaching me that song.
I was thinking, how does Katie know this? Is it because she's an elementary school teacher and because...
No, it's because I'm the child of an elementary school teacher.
Oh, my goodness. So you're like a... Oh, it's like...
It's the family business.
It's epigenetic, as they say. It's been baked into your...
It's been passed down.
Yeah. All right.
From teacher to teacher.
All right. So I will follow you on that one, so... Should be after I leave, I'll be a long time gone. Maybe it means a long distance gone. This is kind of a time space. I think we're thinking too hard about this stuff.
My mind is still stuck in the universe of a hoopa hoopa hoopa.
Hoopa hoopa hoopa.
Yeah, we're not gonna look.
It's not gonna leave there.
A lot of problems.
Yes. Maybe we'll for the next song.
Ain't nobody gonna let. So we got a couple kind of marching songs here.
Yes.
Katie, how's this one go again? This was we. Well, look.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around.
Turn me around.
I wouldn't call this next song mellow. I'd say what we're aiming for is serenity. Which I think can be done on a ukulele.
The kind of serenity where you're okay with losing your hands and your eyes.
Well, this is the thing. Is this a proactive song? Is this something you sing after the fact? We don't know. I heard this phrase, you know, there's a phrase like, "At barns burned down, now I can see the moon." So it's
yeah, have you ever been that kind of moon where you're like, oh, if a terrible accident happened, I wouldn't have to do this crap anymore.
I feel that way all the time about stuff.
Yes, I feel that way too.
Yes.
Maybe it means something.
Plucking, that's Katie.
That's me.
What are you doing? How's that go?
Something like that.
I see, so that's up there. So let's see if we can do this. Am I singing this or are you singing this?
I'm not singing this.
Okay, so let's see.
You are.
Nice and slow. Change towards the end.
Little maybe. By tonality.
You know, I feel like it worked in its own way.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So, an oddly related song, perhaps, to the Erie Canal is One Meatball. This would
same
be
era?
The, well, I'm going to guess same eating establishment that you would counter in the Erie Canal.
You got to share your meatball with Sal.
But would you walk 15 miles?
For one meatball?
For one meatball.
I would walk 15 miles, and then I would walk another 15 miles to say that I'd walk the 30 miles to lay down at your door.
That could be a song.
Because maybe you'll give me a meatball.
When I wake up.
Well, you're tuned to WGXC, Catskill, Acre Hudson. You're listening to Ukuleles Unleashed with your hosts.
Carmen Borgia.
John Sturman.
Katie Raftery.
And Kyle Smith.
Kyle Smith off mic. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I know Bob Goldberg and Washboard Jungle didn't write this song, but this does go out to them every time, as far as I'm concerned. Well, a little man walked up and down, finding eating a place in town. He read the menu through and through to see what 15 cents would do. Ah, one meatball and no spaghetti. One meatball and no spaghetti. He could afford but one meatball. Simple dinner he had planned. The guests were startled, one and all, to hear that waiter loudly call one meatball and no spaghetti. One meatball and no spaghetti. If you please. The waiter hollered, now Mahal, you gets no bread with one meatball. One meatball and no spaghetti. One meatball and no spaghetti. He could afford but one meatball. Freaking meatball.
Yeah.
He gets no bread with one meatball.
Well,
no,
it's the
bread.
Public humiliation that really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Just yell it out.
Clearly,
everyone.
We've been playing. We're up too late, all of us here. We should.
Yeah.
Be.
I should be in bed.
Okay, it's 9:33. That means we're on the half hour. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Catskill, Acre, Hudson, radio for open ears, Ukuleles Unleashed, featuring
John Sturman,
Carmen Borgia,
Katie Raftery,
and
Kyle Smith.
Off mic, ladies and gentlemen, on bass. Only Love Can Break Your Heart, Neil Young, page 33, naturally.
Thank you.
I was playing, trying to make the best of my time. It's no one meatball, but.
Much more wistful.
A little more.
One meatball could break your heart.
The lack of a meatball.
The lack of a meatball could break your heart. We're gonna connect all of these songs.
Hoopa hoopa hoopa.
Yeah.
Well, I relate to the one meatball because when I was in college, I was so broke all the time that I would go to the salad bar at the main snack place, which was sort of, there was like a bar, but they had a salad bar, and I would get, a small salad, which was a tray this big, and then I'd put it on a, like a 12 by 18 tray. And then I'd cover the whole tray with lettuce and topping and salad and croutons. And I would sit down, and that would be my lunch, because that was like $2 or $1.50. At the time, this was a while back. But, I could like totally, it was probably the healthiest I ever ate. But,
Yeah. Out of necessity.
Yeah, well, or, I don't know. Peace to you, brother. Danielle ate the sandwich. So I'm like... That's not it.
No, that's the next song.
That's the next song I wrote.
Peace to your family. Peace to your loved ones. Peace to your enemies. Life is a hallway. Change is a coming. Can't you hear it? Knocking on the door.
Something like that?
Done a fine job locking up your doorway, so it's not.
it. You've done a fine job of blocking up your doorway. So it's hard for any light to shine through. But all you've been fearing is the mouth you got starving while you walk a mile in another man's shoes. Peace to your brother. Peace to your family. Peace to your loved ones. Peace to your enemies. Life is a hallway. Wise man, he stood for glory, said do unto others as you had do unto. We all got so angry, we all started shouting. No one remembered one golden rule. Peace to your brother, peace to your family, peace to your loved one. Life is a hallway, change is coming. Can't you hear it knocking on the door? Peace to your brother, peace to your family, peace to your loved ones, peace to your enemies. Life is a hallway, and I've been calling. Yeah, so that's a, you're kind of.
We should have been holding hands for that one. I'm just saying.
Aww, you can't do that if you play ukulele. It's
true.
Part of the deal.
You can imagine it. You just through have to hold on to your waves. Mm-hmm. You're holding hands with us.
But I call that like maybe a secular gospel song, perhaps.
Yeah. I really like it.
I like it too. That's another.
And then we'll follow it with an actual gospel song, which is another sort of verse after verse.
There's quite a bit of gospel in this book, actually.
Yeah, we like it. That's a popular thing in the area. It's, passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key. no ticket to just thank the Lord. All right, Curtis Mayfield, people. All right, we got radio song.
On the radio.
On the radio. I did a whole set of radio songs on the other night.
Oh, boy.
There were two, a radio song by R.E.M., radio song by Felice Brothers, Radio Radio by Elvis Costello.
On the radio by the R.E.M. Radio. Oh, that's a good one. I should play that one in open mic. I'll play that one for you.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. Wednesday nights.
Wednesday nights. What time on Wednesday nights, John?
6:30. 6:30 Wednesday night on our Zoom. Go to ukulelecatskill.com and find the information there.
Open mics, we got it all for you. If you want to jam, you come jam on a Saturday. If you just want to sit and listen, that's what's happening now. Okay, sit and listen. We're here for you. If you want to be active, if you want to go run the open mic, John hosts that on Wednesday. Look. We're meeting all your ukulele needs here, and we're anticipating ukulele needs that you may not yet know you have. So.
See, there are people listening right now, and we welcome you all, who don't play ukulele, but just like
no, John,
WGFC.
No.
They don't know they need it.
They
and
don't
like,
know they need
yes.
it.
There are no people like that. It's like homosexuality in Russia. They just don't have it yet. It's not.
Don't tell anyone.
Especially in Russia, yes. The phones will start ringing in 5, 4, 3. radio song, the Felice Brothers. Here we are. Cheer at the end, it covers the coffin. All right.
We did it.
That's good. I love that. I don't know. I thought that kind of, we hit some serious groove in there.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, this is
Feels like we're grooving on the radio.
Yeah. We need to apologize to no one for this.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it looks like we can get two more songs in.
Okay.
Rainbows. We're doing Rainbow and then Rainbow Connection.
Oh, we're going to end on a rainbow.
Yes. Dueling rainbow. It's a double rainbow!
Double rainbow. All the way.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so Katie's going to lead this one, the Rainbow Casey Musgraves. Give it.
To breathe when all you know is the struggle of staying above the rising warning line. Well, the sky is finally opened, the rain and wind stopped blowing, but you're stuck out in the same old storm again. You hold tight to your umbrella. Well, darling, I'm just trying. Tell ya that there's always been a rainbow hanging over your head. If you could see what I could see, you'd be blinded by the colors, yellow, red, and orange, and green, and at least a million others. So tie up the bow, take off your coat, and take a look around. The sky is finally opened, the rain and wind stopped blowing, but you're stuck out in the same old storm again. You hold tight to your umbrella. Well, darling, I'm just trying to tell ya that there's always been a rainbow hanging over your head. Tie up the bow, take off your coat, and take a look around. Everything is all right now, 'cause the sky is finally opened, the rain and wind stopped blowing, but you're stuck out in the same old storm again. Let go of your umbrella, 'cause darling, I'm just trying to tell ya that there's always been a rainbow hanging over your head. Yeah, there's always been a rainbow hanging over your head.
So how are we doing on time here? 9:53. Plenty of time. Look, we're gonna do Rainbow Connection, and then we're probably gonna get interrupted during I Can't Get No Satisfaction, which is fine because we can't play it anyway.
And we won't get no satisfaction.
Well, we're gonna get some, but I don't
know. Well, they won't at home.
Yeah, y'all out there. But you know, last minute and a half, look, you're all what? Everybody's checking the fridge at that point, right?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Heading to bed.
So, heading to bed. Check the fridge, head to bed. Rainbows and what's on the other side. visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. The lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that.
Ukuleles Unleashed. We come to you the third Tuesday of every month. And this is, what is this, number 5 or 6 or 7 of playing this music?
I've lost count.
I've lost count too. But we're really happy to bring it to you. And you know, if you miss any portion of this, you can always download the recording because it's there. WGXC, we record everything.
You know, it all goes to the archive. And the archive is here. Look, thank you very much for WGXC for hosting our fun little ukulele group. We're really glad to be here. And you have been listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Catskill, Acre, Hudson. We're going to do a little satisfaction here to get us out of our way.
And now then come.
Yeah, that was not the version.
I don't know if that was the Stone version or the Devo version.
It was not the Stones version.
Oh, it's definitely the Devo.
It was Devo, right?
It's definitely the Devo version.
We're off the air.
Well, thanks, Carmen.